Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. I'm your host, Gerard Terrell, and in this episode, we will be exploring some of the latest trends in the cemetery industry. Now, one trend that's been gaining popularity, especially in recent years, is the use of green burials. Now, green burials are designed to have a minimum impact on the environment, using biodegradable materials and avoiding the use of chemicals. It's very important. Another trend we're seeing is the use of vertical cemeteries. I am a big fan of vertical cemeteries. And to explain a little bit, they're essentially multi-level grave sites that allow for a more efficient use of space, hence the term vertical. You know, this can be especially useful in crowded areas where traditional cemeteries may not have enough room to accommodate all the burial services. It's very important to utilize vertical cemeteries. We'll also be talking about the rise of technology in the cemetery industry. Makes sense, right? You know, this is the era we live in now, with the use of online memorials and virtual grave visits becoming more common. These things can help loved ones stay connected to their deceased, even if they're not able to physically visit the gravesite. And finally, for this episode, we'll discuss the importance of remembering and honoring the dead and how cemeteries play a critical role in this process. So whether you're a cemetery professional or just someone looking to learn more about this fascinating industry, this episode is sure to have something for everyone. So stay tuned and join us for the latest trends in the cemetery industry. Thank you. Cemetery Tales Podcast. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Cemetery Tales Podcast. We are back from the break, and let's talk about these trends. So the first trend we talk about, as previously mentioned, is green burials. Now, what are they? A lot of people have no idea. Green is, what does it mean? So I'm here to help you. Green burials are an environmentally friendly alternative to traditional burials using biodegradable materials, avoiding the use of chemicals. Again, it's very important that we have those spaces. We're currently working on a new green burial section in our cemetery now. That'll be very beneficial to keep with the current trend of where we're headed right now. It could take a lot of different forms. If you didn't know, it could be a natural burial in a meadow or a forest. Or you could even do home burials. Just, I don't think you can do that out here, but you could do them, we're currently working on with our green burial section to have it more of a forest type of feel. We do have to clear some trees out, put in a nice, tree, stone type of material we're going to use to assist with that. We may even allow burial pods. It's discussions, things that we're talking about now when it comes to green burials. So I'm excited. That's the best way to say it. I'm excited. You know, one of the key benefits of green burials is their minimum impact on the environment. Now, traditional burials use a lot of resources. You know, you have your vaults, a variety of different type of embalming fluids that can have, negative consequences to our planet. You know, green burials, on the other hand, allow the body to return to the earth naturally, provide nutrients for plants and for the wildlife. Now, green burials aren't just good for the environment. They can also be more meaningful and personalized way to honor a loved one's memory. Many people find solace in the idea of their loved one being laid to rest in a peaceful, natural setting. And a lot of times we don't bury those deep at all. You're going about maybe 3 feet, 3.5 feet deep. It's about knee deep when you do those services. So they're not buried deep at all, you know? So if you're considering a grain burial for yourself or a loved one, it's important to do your research and find a cemetery or a funeral home that is certified in grain burial practices. There are organizations like the Grain Burial Council that can provide information and more resources on that topic. Now, cemeteries, both cemeteries that I manage, we are part of the Grain Burial Council, so it helps in the process. So I hope that this segment right here and trends helps you. You know, if you have more information, stay tuned. Within the following weeks, you know, we'll touch on this topic again. I mean, grain burials, it's like the wave. You know, a lot of people don't want to be cremated. You know, so if you don't want to be cremated, it's another option that you can have is being naturally laid to rest. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about one of the topics that I really like talking about is vertical cemeteries. So let's take a break. Catch you right back. All right, back from that quick little 5-second break. And the next topic in our trends, we're going to talk about vertical cemeteries. If I can clap. Vertical cemeteries. Now, what is a vertical cemetery, right? A vertical cemetery is essentially some multi-story building that houses the remains of the deceased. These structures can take many different forms, from high-rise buildings to smaller structures that blend in with the surrounding landscape. Now, the idea I have in regards to a vertical cemetery is it's a tower. It's called the Fandango Tower. It used to be an observatory tower. The goal is to create the Fandango Tower 2.0. And still have the spiral staircase, still have an observatory tower, but also make it a vertical cemetery. I'm a big fan. I hope that I can see that come to fruition and within the next couple of years. That's one thing I'm really gonna push. You know, of course, one of the benefits, you save a space. And when you're running out of space at a older cemetery, you have thousands, hundreds of thousands of traditional burials you did. It's one way to save your cemetery. You know, as a lot of urban areas continue to grow, you know, traditional cemeteries, they run out of space, just being honest. So it leads to the need to come up with different types of solutions, alternate solutions. Now, vertical cemeteries provide a way to honor the deceased while also preserving green space in crowded areas. Another advantage of those vertical cemeteries is the ability to personalize the space. You know, many traditional cemeteries offer limited options for how a grave can be marked. That makes a lot of sense, right? But vertical cemeteries can offer a lot more flexibility in terms of design and decor. You know, it's a few different approaches you can use in vertical cemeteries. It can be columbariums, you know, which are nice. I'm a fan of those. They're building specifically designed for cremated remains, if you didn't know. Mausoleums, you know, which that's the goal here. Mausoleums, you know, are structures that house full body burials. Again, if you didn't know, that's why you're here. I got you. We work through this together. You know, now while vertical cemeteries are still relatively new, they're gaining popularity as a way to address the need for more space, especially in urban areas. Also providing a more personalized and eco-friendly option for memorization. So I feel like it was necessary to talk about these trends. And again, I'm a huge, huge fan of vertical cemeteries. I like the idea of it. Everybody doesn't, but I'm a heck of a fan of that. So that's my little spiel on vertical cemeteries. We have one more trend we're going to talk about after this brief little break. Podcast episode may seem a little long today, but it's very necessary when we start talking about trends. It would normally be, right? It makes sense. So we take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about this last part And on the trend side is technology. So let's take another break, 5 seconds, 10 seconds maybe, and then come right back. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Alright, so let's get into it, y'all. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Gerard Terrell, and technology. Rise of technology. Makes sense, right? Only because, I mean, technology is increasing, it's enhancing, and every industry is involved with some kind of technology nowadays. You have a lot of different varieties that's coming in effect. AI, AR, VR, you know, or artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and virtual reality. So they're coming. It's coming. You know, like Deion Sanders, it's coming. So technology has always played a role in the way cemeteries operate, from record keeping to landscaping. However, the past few years have seen a significant increase in the use of technology in the cemetery industry. Now, one way that technology is being utilized in the cemetery industry is through the use of visual and augmented reality. Virtual. I'm tripping. VR, AR. Many cemeteries now offer virtual tours and 3D rendering of grave sites, allowing people to visit their loved ones from the comfort of their own homes. That's magnificent. We all want that, right? Especially in cold weather. Augmented reality technology is also being used to create immersive experiences at cemeteries, allowing visitors to interact with historical figures and learn about the cemetery's history. Could you imagine you go to Mount Hope Cemetery and you're like, I wonder, let me type in Frederick Douglass, or let me type in Susan B. Anthony, and you can get a virtual version of them talking about themselves? What? I need to visit that cemetery. That's the goal. That's the plan. I mean, why not? You know, another area where technology is making a big impact is in the way cemeteries are marketed and how grave sites are sold. So a lot of cemeteries moving in the direction now to have some kind of comprehensive websites that's allowing you, the customer, you, the people, to browse and purchase burial plots online. What? Is that real? Yes, that is real. This makes the process more convenient for families and allows cemeteries to reach a wider audience. I know it's, to some people, it's weird marketing cemetery or marketing quote unquote death to people. I get it. It makes a lot of sense that you feel that way. It's just the world we live in now, unfortunately, to some. Technology is also being used to improve the overall experience of visiting a cemetery. You can literally go to some cemeteries and you can do like you do Google Maps, and you can just click and go through the cemetery and get the whole virtual idea of what the cemetery looks like, springtime, fall, winter. If it has a four-season area, you see everything. That is amazing. I would love to see that myself, right? I think everybody would, you know. So if it's going to improve the overall experience of visiting a cemetery, why not? You know, some cemeteries even offer apps that allow visitors to locate their specific grave sites, as well as provide information about the cemetery's history and those key points of interest. Beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful idea. Overall, the rise of technology in the cemetery industry is making it easier for people to connect with their loved ones and learn about the history of a cemetery at the same time. It's also made the process, again, of purchasing and managing burial plots more convenient and definitely more efficient. So that's my spiel there when it comes to the rise of technology. It's coming. It's only going to improve everything. It's necessary. Again, I'm a big proponent of it. So we go transition to the next part. Now this time I'm not going to take a break. We just go right into the last part of the importance of remembering and honoring the dead. Now, it's really important, I feel, to have spaces for reflection and to commemorate your people. And one way that cemeteries can help us remember and honor the dead is by providing a physical space to visit and by paying respects. Now, many people again find solace in visiting the graves of their loved ones. You know, I do. Every time I'm in Ohio, I always visit my grandfather. It only makes sense. He passed an old one. I love him. I have to go see him. And cemeteries, they need to offer a very peaceful and respectful place so that you can do just that. Honor your dead. Honor your people. Remember your people. Commemorate your people. Reflect with your people. You know, so cemeteries, they provide a sense of community and connection. They allow us to come together and pay our respects to our loved ones, along with others who may or who are grieving. Another important role that cemeteries play in remembering and honoring the dead is by providing a permanent and lasting tribute. Many cemeteries offer a variety of options for memorization, such as headstones, as we mentioned, mausoleums, columbarium niches, and other different types of memorials. Now, these tributes can serve as a way to remember and honor our loved ones long after they're gone. They can provide comfort, again, and solace to those left behind. Overall, cemeteries play a vital role in the process of remembering and honoring the dead. They provide a physical space for reflection and commemoration, and offer a variety of options for permanent memorization. By visiting and paying respects to our loved ones at cemeteries, we can find comfort in the knowledge that they will always be remembered and they will always be honored. Thank you for sticking with me today, listening to this podcast episode. It was a little lengthy today, but I felt like it was very necessary to talk about the trends and, of course, the importance of remembering and honoring the dead. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you in the next one. Again, I greatly appreciate you.